Good morning. Well, the strength in soybeans continued overnight. We had good trade volume in the grains. And we note that the soybeans up Monday, up Tuesday, up every day of the week except one is an old saying from back in the 70s. And it looks like we have that going again. Now, there are no markets on Friday because of Juneteenth holiday that President Biden put into effect. So will tomorrow then be the one day that we are not up, knowing that the final actual signing of the agreement between the U.S. and Iran is on Friday? However, we note that yesterday morning, coming out of the second opening or the reopening at 8:30, the market just slingshot higher. What caused it? Well, talk that China is actually inquiring about soybeans for the fourth quarter from the U.S. Yes, they have committed to buy 25 million metric tons of soybeans from the U.S. for 26, 27, and 28, as long as President Trump's in office. Well, basically, we've got President Xi also coming to the U.S. to Washington, D.C. in September. So we think they're going to fully fulfill that promise. And I think that when we look at this market, we've had a full dollar break on the November beans from into Monday's low. That was a three-month low. And so we're recovering. And, of course, this morning back up a good 8 cents. In fact, as I speak, we're up 10 and three quarters. And the corn market, we need to watch here because corn, I could make a technical case for a small head and shoulders bottom underneath. Our indicators have turned positive. All these markets have been very grossly oversold. And, of course, we're coming out of that. And so we have the the December corn also trading firmer. We're up about 6 cents on the D's corn and the July 6 1/4 higher at 420. Well, our indicators, the floater is 33 positive, doesn't go to zero and it doesn't go to 100. And in the meantime, the timer is 2% positive, just getting a start. Stochastic is turned up as well, although the stochastic can be a little schizophrenic, the K being at 16 and the D at 11%, but turned up. And our TRIX is turned up with lots of room to go. And that's usually the first to turn to indicate a change in the direction. And, of course, that's both at high and low. But the bottom line is the demand for corn also remains good. Then you have the wheat market this morning. We're up 13 and 3 quarters cents in Chicago, and we're up 11 and a half in the KC. Continued yields in the KC wheat are not good. And then you have the horrible rains coming across Missouri on through into Illinois, and the soft red wheat on these heavy rains and possibly continued heavy rains in the forecast for the 6 to 10 day outlook would say that could bring some quality issues to the soft red wheat. So you have a story all the way around. But what's interesting is that I believe we are actually not in supply side oriented markets. If you notice, you don't hear a lot of talk about supply. You're hearing talk about demand. And I think we're in the first phase of a demand-driven market. That is called the anticipatory stage, where the demand ebb and flows. It's harder to quantify because you can't see it. Where in supply-oriented markets, you can count it, you know what you have. But in a demand-driven market, it ebb and flows, and it's harder to quantify. I think that's the phase we are in. Then the next phase, which I believe will be more next year, on in towards 2028, I believe we will enter the realization phase. That is where all of a sudden you know how much has been getting bought up and actually going out the door. This is Sue Martin with Ag and Investment Services. Have a great day.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.